As Jesus and his disciples were leaving the temple, one of them exclaimed, "Look, teacher, what massive stones, what magnificent buildings." The disciples' awe was understandable. Herod's temple was indeed a marvel of ancient architecture. It stood as the pride of Jerusalem, the center of Jewish worship, and a symbol of God's presence among his people. Yet Jesus' response must have stunned down. "Do you see all these great buildings? Not one stone here will be left on another. Everyone will be thrown down." This exchange reveals a profound truth that's just as relevant today. The church is not a building. The church is the body of Jesus and a human community. The building is not important. What is important is who are in it. This is what it means to say that we are the church. When we gather together as believers, whether in a grand cathedral, a humble storefront, or someone's living room, we are the church. The true sanctuary isn't built with human hands. It's built with human hearts united in Christ. In our own time, we can still be easily impressed by magnificent buildings, powerful institutions, and grand human achievements. We build gleaming mega churches, create sophisticated programs, and develop impressive organizational structures. But Jesus' words remind us of an eternal truth. All physical constructions, no matter how impressive, are temporary. What endures is the living community of believers, the real church. The temple's destructions in 70 AD by Romans, fulfilled Jesus' prophecy. But it also marked a profound shift in how God's people would worship. The physical temple gave way to something far more magnificent, not another building, but a living community of believers united in Christ. As Peter would later write, we are being built into a spiritual house with Christ himself as the cornerstone. This transformation teaches us three crucial lessons for our lives today. First, we must guard against confusing the container with the content. Just as the temple was meant to be a house of prayer for all nations, our focus should be on the people who make up the church, not the structures that house them. The true church isn't made of stone and mortar, but of living stones, believers united in Christ, serving one another, caring for each other, and reaching out their community. Second, Jesus warns us about deception. Watch out that no one deceives you. In our age of information overload, this warning is more relevant than ever. What anchors us in these challenging times are our personal faith convictions, those core truths about God that we've discovered through our life experiences and spiritual journey. Recently, in our Wednesday Bible study, some attendants shared their deepest faith convictions. One testified that God is the Father. Another affirmed there is one God. And another shared that God is love, a love without boundaries or discrimination, unchanging through all seasons. These weren't just theological statements, but perhaps hard-won truths discovered through life's struggles and sustained spiritual discernment. Such personal faith convictions become our compass in navigating today's information wilderness. Third, Jesus prepares us for turbulent times. He speaks of wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes, and famines. Yet remarkably, he tells us, do not be alarmed. These words carry profound wisdom for our anxious age. While we shouldn't ignore the world's problems, neither should we be paralyzed by them. Jesus describes these as birth pains, suggesting that even in turmoil, God is working through his people, the church, toward a greater purpose. As Christians in this complex world, we are called to be a different kind of community. When the world divides, we unite. When the world spreads fear, we offer hope. When the world builds walls, we build bridges. This is what it means to be the church, not a building, but a people demonstrating God's love in tangible ways. Remember, the same Jesus who predicted the temple's destructions also promised to build his church, and that the gates of hell would not prevail against it. While buildings crumble and institutions fail, Christ's church endures because it's built on him and manifested through his people. The temple's destruction marked the end of an era, but it ushered in something greater, a living church that spans all nations and generations. As we face our own uncertain times, may we find comfort and courage in knowing that we belong not to a building made with hands, but to a living community bound together by Christ's love. Let us be that church, not impressive because of our facilities or programs, but because our love for one another, our faith in action, and our unwavering hope in Christ, grounded in our personal convictions of who God is and how he works through his people. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, thank you for reminding us that your church is not made of stone, but of people united in Christ. Strengthen our faith convictions and deepen our bonds with one another. Help us stand firm in your truth amidst life's storms. May we be known not by our buildings, but by our love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.